What's up, guys? Danny Carlson here on the Actualized Freedom Podcast, and today we're talking all about influencer marketing. I know it's something a lot of you guys have been asking about, and it's something that's inherently confusing because it's a fairly new thing, and there's not like the best practices really that well defined in influencer marketing. So I could think of no one better to bring on than seven-figure Amazon seller Anthony Bui Tran. He is not only a seven-figure Amazon seller, but also global director of Zally Imports and co-founder of Seller Tradecraft, teaching sellers the ins and outs of Amazon e-commerce. So welcome to the podcast, Anthony Bui. How's it going, man?
It's good. What's up, Danny? So first of all, thank you for having me on the Actualized Freedom Podcast. I can't believe it's been over a year since you've had the podcast, you know, so it's been around for a while, and I'm finally glad that, you know, after a year, I finally get to be on it.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah, I guess in the day and age of internet marketing, 1 year is kind of like an adolescent. It's not a baby anymore. Stuff moves so fast, right?
Yeah, exactly. But today, I know you guys want to jump into influencer marketing, and I'm just going to give a quick intro on myself a little bit more, and so you guys can kind of understand what my background is with influencer marketing and how I got to this point. But I've been an Amazon seller for over 4 years now. I think it's official. I can officially say over 4 years, which like blows my mind. Never thought I would be selling on Amazon this long. I did start with, you know, retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, wholesale, and I always found private label to be the mecca. And that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years, which is private label. And when it comes to like private label, you know, I think it is one of the best business models to sell on Amazon. But one of the problems that we do have is, how do we get more sales, right? How do we get more profit? And that's where influencer marketing has been a very interesting avenue for me to go down, right? Because when you send, sales is determined by, say, traffic times conversions, right? And that's how you get sales. When you send, when you work with influencer marketing, you get more traffic and you also get warmer conversions, right? So that increases your sales overall and sends like really good, like positive points to Amazon, in my opinion. And once I started experimenting with influencer marketing, I just have seen like an evergreen flow of outside traffic. And the way I've done that is through like YouTube. And then first of all, Danny, should we jump into like what is influencer marketing and why you should be doing it? And then we'll kind of jump into the rest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that a lot of people, almost everyone I've talked to knows that they should be doing influencer marketing, but there's a lot of confusion surrounding, you know, how does that actually work? Like, are you just DMing people on Instagram and YouTube, just like offering them money? Are you offering them product? There's so many different people saying different things out there. Maybe just give us an overview of the structure of how influencer marketing typically works for e-commerce.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to go about it, right? But for me, I've been focusing on the return on time when it comes to influencer marketing, because I don't do it, you know, I don't have a dedicated team to doing it full time. I do have a VA that like focuses on it, does a couple hours for it, like once a month or so. And the way we decided to go about it is we only focus on YouTube influencers, and that YouTube influencers work for our niche too. So you do have to do research on your niche and see where it is that your community hangs out. One of the channels that my community hangs out is on is YouTube. They also hang out on Instagram and Facebook. But the thing with Facebook and Instagram, what I don't like when it comes to influencer marketing is that it's very fast. Is the best way to put about it, right? So what I mean by that is that YouTube is evergreen. So when I go on YouTube, I don't mind watching a video that is 3 months old, 6 months old, a year old, or 2 years old, even as long as it's super relevant to what I'm searching for, right? When it comes to like Facebook and Instagram, how often do you see like something that is older than like, I don't know, like 72 hours when you're scrolling on your feed? You usually don't, right? Everything on Facebook and Instagram is like very real time. And that's what makes it difficult to have a consistent flow of influencer marketing on those platforms, in my opinion. And you really need a more dedicated staff if you're going to use like those channels. Does that make sense, Danny?
Yeah, so from my understanding, Facebook and Instagram are like a one-night stand, and YouTube is like a long-term relationship, is basically what you're saying.
Is when you work with YouTube influencers, right, you work with them, you build that relationship, and that video stays up forever, right? And there's also a couple of other different tactics like I use when working with influencers to make sure it's like really evergreen and I get more reach, right? And we'll jump into that in just a little bit. But you know, so first of all, you know, you have to figure out what channel you want to choose. For me, I choose YouTube because it's the most evergreen and it's the best return on time, in my opinion. And, you know, I feel like according to like studies and in my experience, like statistically speaking, if I see someone on video for a while, there's a bigger trust factor than like trusting someone on like Instagram or Facebook. That's what studies have proven. And that's what I feel like too. And that's another reason I really like YouTube as a source. But in general, to find, you know, these YouTube influencers, it's pretty simple in my opinion, right? So the manual way of going about it is, say my niche is, so say like I'm on Amazon, I'm selling a camping bag, right? You know, that's my product on Amazon. So first couple of things you're going to do is you just literally go by keyword searches, right? So I can search up camping bags, look up the video creators like profile of their like video library and see what other videos they've made, right? And then on top of that, I'll go ahead and search like what the overall niche is, right? So just zooming out a little bit, camping bag belongs into what niche? So it could fall into like hiking, it could fall into camping, it could fall into outdoors. So you can search for those keywords and then find the influencers in that niche. So prior to this, just backtracing a little bit, you always have to have a spreadsheet, right? You want to capture the name, their YouTube channel URL, how many subscribers they have, right? And then any email, Twitter type of information where you can follow up with these influencers, right? And this is what my team will automatically do for you. And then we'll drop down this list to say like our top five favorite influencers, and then the other 15 will be like other influencers we do want to contact. The top five ones, we send a very personalized message. So for example, maybe one of the influencers did a review of, you know, the top five camping bags, right? And then you're like, hey, I saw you did the review of the top five camping bags. I saw this is what you liked about, you know, the very best one. Well, ours does the same exact thing. But in addition to doing that, ours does this benefit, this benefit, this benefit, right? And, you know, what we would like to do with you is partner with you, have you create a video about our product, and here's basically some of the context you can use. And we would also like to provide you with some free bags and also do a contest with your audience, right? So for me, when it comes to working with the influencer, I always, always, always try to provide value to them in the form of free product and something for their audience and content.
That makes them look good too, right? If they're giving out a bunch of free stuff to their audience, that makes them look super awesome, and is their audience benefits, you benefit, it's a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the times, content creators, there's only so much content that we can create, right? So you stepping in to, you know, help an influencer create more content, more valuable content for their audience, like by providing like a product that is valuable, then it's super, super useful, right? So in terms of like the different type of videos that you can ask them to make, so one is like an unboxing video, two is like a tutorial video, depending on what kind of product it is. Maybe you have like a kitchen product or so. I don't know if you really need a tutorial product on how you use a camping bag. Here's a zipper, unzip it, you know. but for different niches, you'll need a tutorial video can be really helpful. So say example, it's like an electronic product, like a crock pot or something, or, you know, an Instant Pot. Then a tutorial for that is going to be really useful.
And how many situations are you trying to get, like how much control over what they're making are you trying to do? Are you trying to be very specific, be like, hey, we want specifically a tutorial video from you that is going over these things, or are you trying to leave it fairly open for them creatively, just based on whatever they think is best for the channel?
Yeah, great question, Danny. So I provide suggestions and I just let them do whatever they want. At the end of the day, I just try and make it easy for them, but I really don't want to take the time to outline their entire creative process for them, right? So let them run with it, just provide some ideas, and the more they take ownership of it, the more unique it will be for their audience and more valuable for you at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I just want to backtrack a second as well. I know a lot of people are probably thinking, when you're mentioning manually going in and contacting these people, making spreadsheets and stuff like that, there's a ton of different softwares out there surrounding influencer marketing. I know a lot of them are super garbage, just in personal experience, and a lot of them are just pulling things that you can just do for free yourself. What is your opinion on influencer marketing softwares out there, and do you think that there's one that's good?
You know, there's two that like I've used, and I do think they're garbage, but they do save some time, to be honest. So the first one I ever used was called, I think it was called Ninja Outreach. I just didn't like paying for it every single month, so I stopped using it. Another one that I have like complimentary access to is Overgrowth by Brian Burt, but like the support is like dead for that software, but he does have a very nice YouTube search functionality in it, where if you search for, say, like you search for camping, right, he'll his tool automatically combs all of YouTube for like anyone that's used like the camping keyword like in their title, and automatically shows you like how many subscribers they have, and automatically tries to pull their email that they have on file. So for that purpose, it's been pretty useful, and like I just had to run it once, and then I'll just save it, and then my team will comb over it every once in a while. And you know what we do, a more advanced tactic, is to put everyone into a CRM. If you guys aren't familiar with what a CRM it's basically what, it's super common when they're doing sales, right? Because in sales, there's different stages you take people through before they purchase a product, right? So like say you're at a car dealership, someone books a phone appointment, and then the next stage is to get them in the door, next stage is to like give them an offer, and next stage is to like follow up, next stage is follow up. So you do the same thing with the influencer, right? Influencers are busy. The bigger ones get bombarded by people all the time, and they're harder to work with, so you have to follow up consistently with those guys, right? Most of the influencers that I've worked with so far have, my biggest one that I've worked with has like 2 million subscribers, and they weren't hard to contact at all surprisingly. But most of the guys that I work with have less than like 40,000 subscribers, I would say, that we have done outreach to. And Larry, I follow the same formula that I've been telling you guys about, but I always ask, I always try to see if I can do a monthly giveaway to their audience, right? I think a lot of people, you know, they build that relationship the first time with their influencers that they work with, and then they run out of ideas to really work with. For me, the easiest ongoing idea is just to provide a monthly giveaway to their audience. I'm like, hey, like, I'll give away, you know, X number of products to your audience for free every single month if they like and comment, subscribe to like your video, right? However, under every single one of your YouTube videos, this is where I was talking about how to get a bigger reach when working with just one influencer, is that you have to put my link as saying like, this is my favorite camping bag, here's the link, right? And I ask them to do that under every single one of their YouTube videos, right? Especially if they're in a camping niche or whatever, then so that way you get more backlinks, that way you get more traffic, right? And that strategy in itself has been like super, super successful for me.
So are you asking for them to update all of their existing videos or all of their future videos? Like you say all their videos, you mean literally all of their videos?
Yeah. So sometimes they might miss a video or two when they're updating like the old ones. If not, I tell them going forward in your new template that you use for your YouTube views. So every YouTube influencer has like a template they use for their YouTube descriptions. I'm like, add my product link to it. All right. And then a more advanced tactic that I want to jump into, and disclaimer of this is that I'm a co-founder of a software called PixelFindMe. And what we do is we create super URLs for Amazon sellers. And the way it ties into working with influencers is really cool is that before, when I was working with influencers, and if I wanted them to help me rank for, you know, one product, you know, and rank for like this one camping bag, and it's like a blue camping bag, and I wanted them to rank me for a keyword blue camping bag, I would have to give them a static URL, static super URL. Maybe it was a two-step storefront, maybe it was a brand URL, but super URLs change all the time, and some super URLs don't work anymore, right? So now with PixelFindMe, what I do is I give them one static URL, right? And this URL never changes. However, on the back end of PixelFindMe within our dashboard system, you can choose what URL it'll redirect them to. So I can ask them to just like put this URL on all their videos, but on the back end, if I need to rank for, you know, blue camping bag, camping bag, camping bags, Vanessa, you know, like best camping bag, you know, cold camping bag, camping bags for winter, I can rotate all those URLs in the back end without bothering the influencer every single time I need to change a URL, right? So this gets super, super powerful, because in addition to, you know, just using super URLs to rank your product on Amazon, we're on the subject of off Amazon traffic, right? We haven't even talked about Facebook ads, right? What PixelFindMe does also allows you to do is anytime someone clicks on that link to go to an Amazon listing, right? We can also add a Facebook pixel to it, right? So we can pixel the user on their way to the Amazon listing. So it's a, I guess, how do you describe it? It's like, you know, you get two benefits for the price of just one click, right? So one, you're gonna get that super URL keyword boost. And then secondly, you're also going to pixel those users. So, you know, for the you guys that are more advanced, you guys can run retargeting ads on these users on Facebook to either, you know, get more reviews, to launch more products, to do buy one, get one free offers, to do whatever it is you want, right? But as long as you're building that asset of the Facebook pixel, training that pixel, then you can do that. But basically, that's how I use PixelFindMe with the influencers that I work with on YouTube. Does that make sense to you, Danny?
Yeah, and that is a super good thing, guys. I use a similar service as that, but it doesn't have the rotate link option. So whether or not you're working with influencers as well, you should be using some kind of special link like that whenever you're putting a link on some website that is not yours. Let's say it's YouTube, let's say it's someone else's blog, or anywhere really that's not your own website where you don't have the control to go in there and change it later. You should be using one of these links, because like Anthony said, you can go back if the link changes on your website, or you want to change where the link goes, you want to change the promotion or something like that. You have the power to go do that. And then you also have the power to retarget people through your Facebook pixel on other people's website. You know, you have that link on someone else's YouTube description, you have it on someone else's blog. You would never have the opportunity to pixel them if you didn't have that special link. So definitely a good resource that Anthony has there. And the next question that the next most common question I get about influencer marketing is, how much should you be paying people? How much does it cost? Like, a lot of people are saying you can get away with just giving free product, and a lot of influencers, they ask for $1,000, they ask for a couple hundred dollars. What has been your experience when it comes to the cost of influencer marketing?
Got it. And this is a great question too. So for me personally, in my niche where I do influencer marketing, I refuse to pay people. Just like a cash dollar amount. I feel the ones that you have to pay in my niche aren't really true enthusiasts of my niche, right? So, Danny, I know you love longboarding, right? And if I were to offer you, you know, like free wheels, you know, a free deck, you know, gear, whatever for, you know, longboarding, and you're not a gigantic influencer that's like sponsored by like Red Bull or like you Monster or something, mm-hmm. you would love to get it, right? And those are the people I'm aiming to reach, right? I'm not aiming to try get, you know, sponsored with, you know, compete against Red Bull or compete against Monster for the same athlete. I'm trying to compete for the little guys that, you know, started a YouTube channel, like as a hobby with their friends, and they're starting to see some traction within, you know, the community. And they're like, you know, like, I just got this, you know, product from La La Company, and they sent me these samples, and we're going to test them out today. And, you know, in the video, they kind of just casually talk about it. They're like, you know, this product isn't that bad. Give it, you guys should give them a try. The price point is La La. And those are the guys I work with, right?
And what kind of subscriber count are those people? Like, what kind of range?
Yeah, I would say those have always been 100,000 and under. For me, I won't work with anyone with less than 10,000 subscribers, right? Unless my team really likes their content, right? We've worked with people as low as like 3,000 subscribers if we really like their contact, and sometimes they reach out to us first, right? So one thing you're gonna notice as more and more you do this is that once you get on one influencer's video, then you kind of like, they kind of like just like pitch you around and kind of like share you between their friends. And it's just like, they just pass you around. They're like, yo, like I got some free product from La La La. Hit them up. They might like give it to you too, right? Because there are friends in the community, right? Just like me and you, Danny, we know each other in the Amazon community. There's a lot of other influencers we know too. And it's the same thing in those kinds of environments. And unless they're in like a gigantic niche, like fitness or beauty, then it's a way different story, right? But like I said, it really depends on your niche and really depends on what you're getting into. But Danny, I want to backtrack a little bit to like paying influencers. My favorite thing to do is just to give influencers more of the product, right? Maybe I don't give them one, maybe I give them like 10, right? But I guess it kind of does depend on what product it is. Like if we're giving someone like 10 crock pots or 10 sleeping bags, it's not a bad thing, right? Because they're going to choose 9 of their like closest friends to also receive those items too. And you're going to make the influencer just feel good about, you know, being able to give their friends and family off of something like they're really proud of to be a part of, right? They're really proud to be part of, you know, the influencer community of like an outdoor, the outdoor space.
The outdoor crockpot cooking niche there. They're all going to go camping together and all cook crockpot. It's going to be amazing.
Basically, yeah. You know, so it's just, that's just how influencer marketing works, right? And the goal with influencer marketing is to get the word of mouth going, right? Word of mouth is the best type of referral you can get. Word of mouth marketing is the best, and it's the hardest one to measure, but it's the most valuable in my opinion. And that's kind of like how I get started. To add on to that too, is you definitely do have to know your numbers, okay? And what I mean by that is you need to understand the price you sell the item for, you know, the COGS of the products, the Amazon fees, and over time you need to track, you know, how many sales you get per day from the different influencers. So depending on how you approach it, you can also give the influencers a special coupon link, right? From doors. So you know how you can generate coupon links for like 10% off in your Amazon seller account. You can generate special ones with special names and then run the reports in your Amazon Seller Central under the promotions report. And you can see how many, you know, different coupons get used by different influencers. And over time, you see which influencers provide the most, I guess, traffic or sales to you, right? And then you want to double down with those users. In addition to that, what I also track, because like I told you, I don't like giving away free product or money to influencers, but I do like giving away free product, right? So I'll have a monthly contest giveaway budget per influencer, right? So I'll budget maybe like $100 worth of product to each influencer to give away every single month, right? $100 isn't worth that much for my niche in the long run of that product, and I'm more than happy to give that, because that is like, that allows him to give at least like 50 of my product in that niche. And sometimes he does like all 50, sometimes he does it to like 10 people, but he'll just like do different things on like their YouTube or Instagram. It's like, all right, you know, subscribe this, and he'll give this free product. He just sends us the address and we just like send it out for him. And it's like a really nice working relationship because he's giving away so much of our product, and we're talking to him on a consistent basis. It just feels like we're always on the back of his mind. And whenever he's like, yo, if you guys are looking for a camping bag, you need to get Anthony's camping bag, you know? And that's just how it works. And that's what I see in working best in my experience. And that's what I see in success with. And that's what some of my students have seen success with too.
So yeah, you just answered my next question, which was how to measure success. It sounds like you have some kind of spreadsheet set up where you have one, the number of people who are clicking the links that you're sending to these influencers so you can measure the amount of clicks. And then two, you're using a unique coupon code for that influencer so you can measure how many people are actually purchasing on Amazon. And then three, you're measuring how much you're spending on free product for them and their audience on that. So you can see all in one line item, you know, how much is this bringing in? Are we profitable? Are we losing money on this?
Yeah, exactly. So what I want to go ahead and do is I actually have a slide and I have the Google Sheets breakdown for you. And I'm more than happy for you to like share this all with your audience and everything, Danny.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Okay, cool. But yeah, so the next part of this is, okay, so now that you understand why I like doing YouTube, and you understand how to connect with the influencer, right? And how I reach out to them, what kind of like coupon I give to them, and how the tracking works. Now you just repeat that process and you get to 10 times the influencers, right? And each influencer over time is going to send you more and more traffic, right? It's going to compound, right? These influencers are never going to take their YouTube video down, right? Compared to like Facebook and Instagram, you know, on Instagram, your, you know, post is going to get buried, right? And no one scrolls down that far to like just click on your link. But on YouTube, people will see the video again. They will continue to make new videos, and your link will be under every single new video. So the act of getting more and more influencers on the same plan that I just talked about is just going to compound and compound and compound even harder.
I love that. I love that, Anthony. This has been super, super helpful for anyone wanting to get started on influencer marketing. Do you have any kind of closing tips when it comes to influencers that you haven't talked about so far?
You know, I really do want to say that this is a more advanced strategy in a way, or like it shouldn't be the main strategy in a way, in my opinion, when it comes, if your focus is to sell a product on Amazon. What I mean by that is it doesn't matter if you have the best images, the best influencer marketing, right? If you have a shitty product, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. No influencer will want to push it. If your listing can be amazing, but if your product always gets like 2-star reviews and the quality is not good, nobody will want to ever push that. And the original problem that you should be looking at is your product selection, right? Don't rely on influencer marketing to like solve all your problems. It's more of a supplement to what you're already doing with your marketing budget, your marketing campaign, right? A lot of people, in my opinion, within the Amazon space get attracted to like these shiny objects, you know, ManyChat, influencer marketing, la la. They're all good at the end of the day, right? But when it comes down to it, you know, the rules are like the 80-20, and like we kind of talked about it. If your product isn't killing it on Amazon already and you haven't fully optimized on Amazon, you're wasting time by like trying to do influencer marketing when, you know, like running PPC on, you know, Amazon is going to have a way bigger effect right away, and it's faster to do than trying to figure out influencer marketing. So my best tip, you know, to you guys at the end of the day is make sure, you know, you maxed out all of your resources on Amazon before you jump and try to do influencer marketing. I know it sounds cool, but that's just the truth. Okay.
Yeah, and like I would just mirror exactly what Anthony said. It can be a little bit of a tough nut to crack when you're starting out, just sending a lot of messages, not getting a response from a lot of these influencers. You know, you send out 20 messages and get 3 responses sometimes. Maybe you need to switch up your tactics a little bit. Maybe you got to reach out to just more people. And then it's going to take time to gain any traction with that too, right? You get one influencer and they put out one first video. It's not going to just instantly send a bunch of traffic to your Amazon listing. Like Anthony said, it's going to take some time. So don't get caught dead in the water by making influencer marketing your number one marketing strategy to start out, because it will take some time and investment to get it going. Well, awesome, Anthony. This has been super great having you on here. I know people are going to be taking out golden nuggets for this one for a long time. And you mentioned a spreadsheet is going to be available for people to download for them to keep track of the influencers and the profitability and stuff like that. Where can people find that?
Well, it actually depends on where you post the link to it. So I assume, you know, you have a website or so, and under the podcast link, maybe of this podcast, we can just post that for you and your audience.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll put that on the blog page, kenjiroi.com/blog. You'll see Anthony's interview there. Or if you're watching this video on YouTube, I'll just put the link down there for you guys. So Anthony, you've been super great here. Where can people find you online? I know you have the Seller Tradecraft, where you have a bunch of really good videos all about Amazon selling.
Yeah, so, you know, sellertradecraft.com is our main website. Seller Tradecraft on YouTube is where you're going to find most of my free content. But I think the most valuable resource we have is the Seller Tradecraft public Facebook group. While there's over like 30,000 members in there, we do make a huge effort and attempt to make sure like everyone's questions are answered to the best degree that we can. And we even have support staff that we just train just to help people within that group. So come check us out in the Seller Tradecraft Facebook group. And Danny will go ahead and have all those links for us. But thank you, Danny, for having me on the podcast.
Heck yeah, Anthony. Cheers. And we'll chat soon.
See ya.